Courting Amazon. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know corporations need those federal tax cuts, but there's one corporation that's already drowning in tax cuts without Congress having to lift a finger. As you know, Amazon is scouting around for a second headquarters. One theory is they're tired of being blamed by the locals in Seattle for inflating housing prices and choking the downtown streets with well-paid millennials and their organic tofu restaurants. So columnist Danny Westney in the Seattle Times took a look at some of the offers that various cities have been making. The municipal groveling was breathtaking. Chicago, for example, because there's an income tax of close to 5% in Illinois compared to the income tax of zero in Seattle, Chicago will use a special state program that refunds completely the income tax Amazon employees would pay. Not to the employees, mind you, but to Amazon. That's almost like having to pay union dues, except with this plan, the dues go to your employer and you don't get a union. And then there's Fresno, which would keep Amazon's tax revenue, but would make Amazon a part of the city government. Amazon officers would get half the seats on a governmental board controlling 85% of the tax revenue Amazon generates. Parks, roads, fire stations, schools. Amazon could potentially decide what to build and where to build it. And one day, you might be able to drive through Fresno, shout Alexa, and the whole town would do anything you say. Alexa, it's 115 degrees in this town. Turn it down. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.